This hour of GCN programming is proudly sponsored by PlockitPocket.com. Protect your privacy and data and render your phone or device completely undetectable. Go under the radar when your phone's not in use with PlockitPocket.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This is a five-minute segment, 11, 12-minute segment with David Icke. Then our reporters from the border with breaking news, live video, audio feeds coming up. David, you got cut off by the break. Continue getting into how this programming works, which even read mainline psychology books, they admit, but the public isn't aware of it. And then I'm going to come back from break and talk about all the latest scandals, your new book, and what their world will look like if they get what they want versus the fairy tale happy transhumanism they're selling.
Well, yeah, the transhumanism agenda is absolutely fundamental. Because they want to introduce technology to the human body. Because what we are is consciousness. That's our true state. Not form. That's just an experience of various kinds. We are consciousness. When people have near-death experiences and they leave the body and they can still see and they can suddenly understand realities and perceive realities over multiple realities at the same time. So many endless people who have had near-death experiences have told this same story. And when you come back in the body, if you like, what the body does is it locks you into this tiny frequency band called visible light. So when you leave the body, you leave that limitation that the body concentrates our reality, our attention, into this narrow band of frequencies. And what the controllers want, what the manipulators want, is to suppress our awareness, to suppress our consciousness, so we don't expand beyond this frequency band. Because once you do, you start to see the world in a different way. Because most people at the moment, although it's changing, because they are so focused on the five senses, everything is filtered through the five senses. It means that they're in this world and they're of it. The only source of information they have to get a fix on who they are, where they are, world events, anything, is information when you're in that five sense mode alone coming through the eyes and the ears. And who controls that? The education system, the media, and peer pressure from people who've been through the education system and been programmed by the media. So once you're in that mode, you are little more than a computer terminal on an internet. But when you expand your awareness beyond that point, and you go beyond that limitation, you start to perceive things, you start to have insights, because now although you're in this world in terms of your body and your experience of this reality, you're not of the world totally in terms of your perception of reality. And when people expand their consciousness and start to in effect look into the world instead of being in it and of it, that's when you're called mad. That's when you're called crazy, because you are seeing a reality that most other people aren't seeing. And I've used this analogy before, but I think it just so explains where we are. We live in a madhouse. And if you're born in a madhouse and you grow up in a madhouse, madness to you is sanity. And people who are come into the madhouse or can see beyond it and say, actually, this is a madhouse, and this is why. Those that can see only the madhouse, who think it's normal, that think it's sane, they think that people that can see beyond it are mad. This is what's gone on throughout human history. And what the controllers want is they want to hold us in that five-sense reality so we don't go into that greater expanded awareness of everything. And that's why if you look at the world, Alex, it's all about the five senses. You know, touch this, smell this, look at this. It's all about pulling you into the five senses. Now, transhumanism is taking that a stage further. It's pulling you even further further from expanded awareness into the five senses by technologically entrapping you in them.
It's the new sixth sense. They want to shut off the sixth sense with a new artificial consciousness.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield True Nascent Iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with Rare Earth Deep Earth crystals, and the results that I personally have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas.
For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off super detox special at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We're talking about how the globalists openly try to shutter people's awareness, and that means putting you into a false kind of Times Square television box where they can feed you what they want, and we're not even outdoors. But beyond that, transhumanism is sold as this empowering system, but it's all got Trojan horses in it to dehumanize and to take us beyond just the five senses into an artificial consciousness, synthetic tyranny. And I want to finish up on that subject with David Icke, get into some of the other things that are happening and where they'll take us if they're able to win. But first, throwing one more point out, North American Union. They are completely getting rid of our borders. We know borders are an old tyranny, another construct. But you don't go to pure libertarianism by having open borders and saying millions can come here and get everything free. The globalists are pushing it because it's a new political block, again, for divide and conquer. And Breitbart reports on the train of death to the U.S. all the way from Central and South America, all the way from El Salvador, right up into the United States. The representative for the Catholic Relief Services told the Colorado Gazette, as well as other publications, that no, they load them up south of Mexico, and Mexico now lets them through as long as they stay on the train. They sit on the top. They fall off. They die by the thousands. This has been going on for months now, and they just let them come right to our border. Then the Border Patrol openly takes them, loads them on buses, and buses them deeper into the U.S. and releases them. We have that on video. Meanwhile, if I want to fly, they want to grow up my children, and they have army at the kite festival searching people. So clearly, David Icke, this is a total fraud. Petraeus told the London Telegraph that this is part of the new North American Union. Can you briefly speak to that? Then I want to talk big picture with you.
Well, I mean, the great block on this whole union network, whether it's the European Union or the North American Union and all these others around the world, is the nation state. And it is the sense of self-identity or national self-identity, if you like. And one of the things you see in their documents when they're talking about how they're going to, when they were talking about how they intended to socially engineer society and get society how they want, one of the things was unfettered immigration. This was in their technique to destroy a sense of national identity. And so in the European Union, of course, the very nature of the European Union is that within it there are no borders in terms of people coming in and out, virtually no borders. And so what you're doing is you're taking loads of people from this culture and you're putting them in that culture, and loads of people from that culture, you're putting them in that culture. And in the end, it's just one kind of universal culture, if you like. This, the sense of national identity is gone. Now, personally, I'm not a nationalist. I love the landscape of Britain, but I'm none of that stuff. But if we're going to be streetwise, we need to go beyond that and understand why it's happening. And the more that you can destroy a sense of national identity, this is the key. The more you're diluting resistance to having that national identity officially deleted by bringing these unions together. And of course, the Prime Minister of Italy has now come out and said that when they have the presidency of Europe, he's going to press for a United States of Europe. Well, what he is just a puppet, because the United States of Europe was planned from well before the original common market ever started.
And you were a conspiracy theorist if you said that, and you've broken it down so beautifully. It's not that you're just rah-rah USA. They're getting rid of the borders to then bring in groups who will vote to get rid of any semblance of Bill of Rights and Constitution and to form the new core of the social workers to prey on the old group, which is what they've done. I've had members of your parliament on. Most of the social workers are foreigners. This is their Balkanization plan. They're erasing all cultures, and they brought in economic systems in Latin America to enslave them, so they have no choice but to come up here. You can really see how they've rolled this whole plan down, and it's not that we're even against these immigrants. We've got to be streetwise and see if the globalists are for it, we need to be against it because it's part of a larger plan.
Yeah, this is the point, Alex. I mentioned earlier about divide and rule. And what they do is they play off people that don't want mass immigration against the people who are coming in, the migrants. And yet both, this is the thing we need to understand, both are victims of this cabal. The immigrants coming into various countries in vast numbers are being used and manipulated just as much as the people in the country. And this is where
how we communicate with them. I've actually been successful because we go past the paradigm and say, can't have you all in there getting everything free, but I love you. We need to make your country free and explain it to them. But it's just so incredibly sophisticated what the globalists have done. Let's shift gears now. The time we've got left with David Icke of DavidIcke.com. I want to talk some about your book. Maybe twist your arm till the bottom of the hour, but I know you're busy. David, what happens if they win? We know it's not the heavenly transhumanism Ray Kurzweil world because we've got the globalist owned documents. It's 90%+ population reductions. The rest of us merge with machines like something out of the Borg. Where does the spider want to take us ultimately?
Well, it will be a world in which people have no ability to free think. Their thoughts will be downloaded to them, and they will love their servitude. You know, some of these transhumanists are talking about that. I mean, this is what Aldous Huxley was talking about. You get people to love their servitude. Although, you know, they're robots, you manipulate their minds so they actually enjoy it. And we've got a guy in this country called Warwick, Professor Warwick at Reading University. You know, Don't start me off. Who's talking, you know, he's been one of these people that have pushed the microchip agenda and the transhumanist agenda. And he's saying, well, you know, if you can feel good and feel nice and feel happy, why not get attached to the Matrix? And it's the complete end of the human being as we know it, where you have the ability to process information and come to your own conclusions. That human will exist no more. It will be a biological robot that will just respond to stimuli.
And now DARPA admits what we knew decades ago, and we're kooks, that, oh, we're going to start brain shipping the troops, and, oh, we've been doing tests for decades. Yep. They had remote control rats and roaches, as you know, 30 years ago, and now they're rolling it out. Hey, it's great if you've got epilepsy and a brain stimulator chip makes you be able to live happy. The problem is that's now attached to the internet, that wireless system, and to the spider, and you literally have a control node from the spider hooked into you.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I mean, there's this movie that's going around in Britain at the moment, it would have been in America earlier, called Transcendence. And that was about the internet becoming conscious. And we're now having scientists speculating on whether the internet could become conscious. Well, I think it's already probably conscious.
I agree.
And the idea is to lock us in to that technological consciousness so that it is feeding us all our thoughts. And it's something that sounds, well, even less and less now, but to many people will sound completely science fiction. But that's where we're going. And so when we are seeing this this movement to have brain computer interfaces, that's because the body is basically, I've been saying this for so long, it's a biological computer, and the brain is a biological computer. And it's because of that, one's a biological computer, one's like a technological computer, but because the principles are the same in how they work, the basic principles, that's how you can have brain-computer interfacing. The idea is to make that the norm so everyone is connected technologically to this technological collective mind.
And again, the consciousness of this new AI system being fed the ideas, the dreams of humans, is now a future predicting system with almost total accuracy of mass movements cornering the human market, and that ends free will, because if you can track with the future, you can then put in data that will actually change the course and control the future. How long do you think stuff really gets crazy?
I wonder, Alex, I wonder if that's not already happening.
I agree. Can you, in your gut, do you, a lot of people are picking up on the new consciousness. A lot of people feel the dread. I don't think it's a very sweet thing that's been created.
Now, I have been convinced for a long time that we are being fed a reality. And the more that we, if you like, get programmed into it, like with these movies that are portraying the world they want, the more powerfully it affects us. But it's like I was saying earlier, you know, if I had the wireless internet here, no one could see it, but I tune a computer into that frequency to pick up the wireless internet, and I have a whole reality on my screen that can be picked up in anywhere in the world, in any culture, because of the World Wide Web. And all you're doing is locking into that World Wide Web through the computer terminal, and therefore you're accessing that collective reality. This biological computer is doing that on what we would call the Matrix.
And that's the sixth sense. That's the sixth sense right there.
It's so simple.
David, you'll be gone in 10 minutes. Stay there. I want to come back. One more little segment to finish your thoughts. DavidIke.com. I'm Alex Jones. Incredible interview. Stay with us.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you, yes, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Undoubtedly, the globalists are after free will. Undoubtedly, they're into the occult. Every society, even though they didn't communicate with each other, built pyramids, step pyramids, or temples, and sacrificed children. Ritual abuse of children. And David, I know you're a busy guy. It's always great to have you up. I appreciate you coming on. In closing, I want you to talk about your new book, but I want you to answer the question, because I've thrown out there a few times, and I know you're you know not into your ego or whatever, but we need to analyze why you've been successful, myself, and a handful of others as kind of the icons of the awakening, to understand what's made us successful at waking people up. So briefly, why do you think you've been so successful? Why do you think I've been so successful when there's been so many other articulate people out there saying, you know, some of the same things? Why has that been?
Well, I think the only way to succeed in this arena is one word: persistence. When you refuse to take no for an answer, when you refuse to even accept the possibility that you will give up, and that you know that the day you keel over and leave this reality, you'll still be doing it, and you'll still be trying, and you'll still be doing what you can, then when big challenges come up, when you get the abuse, when you get people trying to undermine you, when people attack you, when people ridicule you, because giving up is simply not an option, it means that instead of feeling sorry for yourself and walking away and sitting in a corner, or walking away and thinking, I'm not doing this anymore, you keep walking, you keep moving, you do more, you are persistent. And when you do that, you break down barriers. And key to that over the years is that what people have said is shown to have validity. I mean, when I was at the height of my ridicule, which was almost of historic proportions in this country, in the 1990s, early 1990s, I was of the belief that if what I said had any validity, then it would be shown eventually to be so. And then all that abuse would start, and ridicule would start to fade away. What do you mean it will go? My goodness me, it hasn't. But it would start to fade as more and more people went, hold on a second. What this bloke said then, it's happening. And then you go on to the next thing. More persistence, and that process repeats itself and repeats itself. And eventually, you part the seas, if you like, and more people start to see, actually, this person, whoever it is actually worth listening to, because they've got a track record. Look, it's happening, what they said. And this is why I say to people, if you hide and keep your mouth shut and don't speak your truth because you fear the reaction of others, then you are not going to have that process of eventually people saying, hold on a second, what he said is happening. My goodness, what else is he saying? Because you've never said it, because you were frightened to, because people would ridicule you or condemn you or whatever. If we don't have the backbone to speak our truth, whatever that truth may be, then how can any of us talk about freedom? Because there's no greater freedom than being able to speak your truth no matter what it is.
That's right.
Without that fundamental freedom, there is no other freedom.
That's right.
It's persistence, and it's having the balls, basically, to say things that are unacceptable to society at that time, take the consequences of that, but keep saying them until the day dawns when people start to say, hold on a second, it's not as mad as we thought he was. Look, and without those two things, then you're never going to be successful in communicating this information.
And it's like that anywhere in life. They want people to be spectators who aren't on the field, and I didn't really know the answer to that when I asked it, but that's total truth, what you said, Veritas, sage advice. having the basic fundamentals, having your instincts, having the research, the history, and knowing you're right and never stopping, that's what they're scared of. And that's why we've been successful. We haven't been caught off in the infighting. It's because we had a passion for freedom and truth. We've been successful. David Icke, it's great to know you. DavidIcke.com, the new book's out. Thank you so much for coming on with us. We really appreciate you spending time with us, and hopefully you'll be back with us again very soon.
Thank you. Wembley Arena, 25th of October. I'm putting it all together.
Oh, well, we'd love to promote that before you come back on about that. Wembley Arena, DavidIcke.com. We'll be back with a report from the border. Thank you so much, David.
Cheers, Alex.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How long would you last if all grocery stores ceased to exist?
Not in America. This can't happen in America.
Because of my concern about our government, I was looking at survival stuff.
I was raised as a Girl Scout, and their motto was to be prepared.
Food for Patriots was an opportunity for me to be able to put some things aside.
I said, well, this is a product worth having, seeing as it's so good.
Like the pricing for what I got. I like the containers. They were shipped in.
They keep in touch with you. You get your emails. You get your confirmations.
The customer service is just absolutely fantastic.
Plan on buying probably about four more of these minimum.
And it just came so quick. It came right when they said it would come.
Thanks for supplying all this stuff for us, because I think we're all going to be needing it in a very short time.
Join over 50,000 Americans who have trusted Food for Patriots. Go to GetSurvivalFood.com to learn more. That's GetSurvivalFood.com.
I've always believed in nutrition and herbs. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
I just received my Male Vitality about 3 days ago, and I must say, that is good stuff.
After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic Super Male Vitality formula. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose.
I jump out of bed ready to fight these criminals every day. I look forward to waking up and taking my Super Male Vitality and getting the day started.
It's not just the Super Male Vitality. All the products at InfoWarsLife.com are simply amazing. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In South Texas, our reporters are at the far international bridge. And they had to get out of there because of, quote, a dangerous situation. So they're going to be connecting with us soon. I didn't intend to come in with danger zone when the reporters just had to disconnect and get out of there. So I don't know what's happening right now down there on the border. But the trains of death are arriving daily all the way from Central America. They're given passage. As long as they do not jump off the train, they're not taken to forced labor camps in Mexico. Mexico has always had the most draconian immigration laws in this hemisphere. Even the New York Times admits that. The shame of Mexico's immigration law, I think, was the headline last year. But now they've made a deal that unlimited from Guatemala all the way down to El Salvador. The Gazette.com, Colorado Gazette reports with the charities, the Catholic Church and others that are loading up the people and bringing them up into the United States, where the Border Patrol militarily salutes, puts them on buses to bring them in deeper, gives them vouchers to be sent to whoever they want to go to. I mean, just open borders with the government conduiting the Central and South American people, the destitute with their children, I mean, just pouring in. This is an unbelievable criminal operation. And they're going to get away with it. And they're going to get away with funding al-Qaeda to take over Iraq and Syria, calling them ISIS, and they're going to get away with anything, I guess, if we let them. And here's the issue about crime. Once a government gets to this level with tyranny, the sky's the limit. And we've now reached it. You think this is crazy? They'll probably start arresting people like me and just shooting patriots in the street or something. And then a civil war will start. I mean, there's Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs has no criminal record. I'm going to get him on the air about this maybe tomorrow. I just got swamped on the news. And he sold the three or four guns he had. He's been in the Army, gone for years, before he moved down here to raise some cash. He got down here, and he wants to get a rifle and, you know, stuff to go shooting with us. And he goes in time after time. They go, oh, sorry, you've been denied. We'll call you back. And they never do. Well, it's supposed to then trigger that they're supposed to give you the gun. There's no record. They won't do it. He, honorable discharge, he's got the plaque on his office, Purple Heart plaques, all nine yards, Esquire magazine articles about him jumping off armored vehicles and stabbing al-Qaeda in the neck and all the rest of it. I mean, he's a well-known soldier. And he cannot get a gun. And most vets I know, Korea War vets, Vietnam vets, I know guys that are grandpas. One guy's a famous NFL football player. He was a UT football player, and I talked to him at a party, a birthday party years ago. It's been going on for a while, about 5 years ago. And he cannot get a rifle for his grandson, and he can't buy guns. I mean, he's got dozens of guns, has no criminal record. No one will sell him a gun. And that's because there's this lawlessness. I mean, the illegals are legal. There's no law. They just do it. It's violating the law. There's no law. They can't give him a gun. But they won't sell him one because it's all digital under FBI control and the NICS system. And you've seen Bill Clinton when he left office. They denied 87,000 troops being able to have guns. They just put them on a list if they'd ever even been interviewed for PTSD. Well, you're not allowed to own guns if you have PTSD. Half the time the diagnosis is wrong. But the issue here is this is the undemocratic extrajudicial purge where the bureaucracy does whatever it wants and selectively enforces laws or doesn't even follow the law. And that's what this whole digital system's about. That's why they want to ban private sales. That's why they want to ban you selling your neighbor a gun or giving your son a gun or giving grandpa a gun or vice versa. I've given my dad probably 4 guns over the years. He's probably given me 10 guns. And I've got them all. And they've all gone up in value. And the reason you get more guns is they're cool. You want to have more. You shoot them. You talk to them. It's a culture. And extrajudicially, folks, if they can get the veterans, they're going to get us all. A lot of people go, I don't care. I'm not a veteran. I don't care if they take their guns. I love this self-centered way people think. As if, oh, it's not happening to me today. Like, I don't care. I don't own a coal power plant. Why do I care if they shut it off? Because half your energy comes from it, dummy. People are, they think their ignorance and their arrogance is a shield. It's not. It's an enslavement. Okay, they just reconnected from the far bridge. That's the name of the bridge. They'll tell you the town they're near. This is where Breitbart was Sunday, where the Border Patrol told them they couldn't be there, quote, for their safety. They're at the international bridge right down on the edge of the border and the Rio Grande on the United States side. Right there by Military Highway 281, and they are reporting from that area. I want them to tell us why they just had to pull out a moment ago to a, quote, safer place, what run-ins they've had with the Border Patrol. He's trying to get the press out of the area. because they don't want people getting video of this train of death coming in and other things that happened since I talked to him on the Sunday show last night. Kit Daniels and Rob Jacobson reporting from the border. Kit, what can you tell us?
Well, we just drove from Brownsville, Texas, about 60 miles parallel to the Mexican border to reach here for our international bridge. And this entire time, we've seen only one Border Patrol vehicle this entire trip. Yet, we've seen maybe four or five state troopers on the way up here. And we, last night, we randomly took a side road near the border near Brownsville. And we encountered a wide-open border gate, completely wide open, unguarded. And I wanted to come here to emphasize the fact that here, an international bridge, which is very well known, is, it looks like an actual what you would expect on the border. But going back to the south where we came from on this to reach here, we've seen several holes in the border fence, and it's just unbelievable. And only one border patrol agent.
Well, you know, I told you this basically was the headline yesterday. National Review went with it today. What an open border looks like in the Rio Grande Valley, illegal border crossers are surrendering voluntarily. That is the headline today, Kit. That's what's happening. The Border Patrol is now a delivery agent, a taxi service to get them to Greyhound buses and pay for the ticket. And so what we want to do here is go with that and then go with the headline in the video, Border Patrol leaves border gates open. Border Patrol stands down. Subheadline, border effectively erased. And then just write about how they're a taxi service, showing the Jakari Jackson video of them admitting they pay to now get them into the interior. And we have total treason documented. Then cherry on top in the article you're going to write tonight, and again, you've done a fabulous job, is why are there checkpoints on the highways? Why is there army at the Kite Festival in Austin searching people? Why is the TSA groping us? This is total sickening treason. This is unbelievable. Kit, please continue reporting.
And I read Kurt Nemo's article this morning about Senator Feinstein saying, hey, another 9/11 is going to happen. The terrorists are just going to, we got to have intelligence, abuse of force amendment to save us from terrorists. But what I've seen the past few days is wide open borders where illegal aliens can just roam across the border with impunity. And when they do encounter Border Patrol agents, a few that actually do, they are treated better than what we're treated when we are in line at the airport, the TSA. So it's just, it shows you to look into the border collapse that's now occurring is key to understanding how government spins reality. They will take it goes back to Deal Clinton, the Roman Emperor Deal Clinton's problem reaction solution. They're going to take a crisis or a government created crisis and spin it to their agenda to take away our rights, but at the same time expand government powers. That's what we're seeing right now. It's key to understand that the government is using this to not only their own agenda, but they're also spinning the war on terrorism to fit their own agenda as well.
Well, Kit, you've done a great job. We're going to come back to you in a few minutes. That lob's a little windy there in the high wind. We're going to try to go to handheld here. So I'm going to go back to you in just a moment there. Our reporters down on the South Texas border with Mexico confirming just all sorts of critical data. Again, we broke last week, and Drudge Report carried it, drudgereport.com, carried the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com articles confirming that the Border Patrol buses them in from the border and then pays to put them on Greyhound to ship them anywhere they want to go. That's confirmed on video. The border is wide open. But if I want to go to a UT football game, they now have TSA-style checkpoints. A man will grab my genitals. So I'm not going, even though I don't want to see the game anyways. I'm not going. You know, when family's in town, I might want to go. I still occasionally, every few years, will go to a UT football game just to see the spectacle of the simulated warfare and then people being turned into animals. But expanding on all of that, it is just absolutely incredible that we have gotten to this point as a society that the government can openly fund Al-Qaeda, and we cover it for 3 years plus the proxy war in Syria. And then they change the name from Al-Qaeda to ISIS and have them invade Iraq. And Obama goes, I don't think I'll help the president. I don't think I'll help the prime minister. We're just going to, you know, let them take over because they run them. I mean, I'm getting to the point now with cops or anybody running around all paranoid like there's terrorists everywhere. It's an excuse to take over. And to be down there and see border gates just open and to have the Border Patrol come up to our guys, I want to have them go back down to the border checkpoint that's only about 100 yards away because guaranteed they'll run up and say, get out of here, get out of here. Then we can say, hey, we're here to report that you guys are busing them into the country and giving them vouchers. We need that interaction with them showing that they're being told this. That is absolutely essential. But there's the headline. City official admits Border Patrol fronting cash to bus illegals. Border Patrol purchasing bus tickets, vouchers for illegal immigrants while saddling border towns with housing burden. I mean, it literally is to collapse the country. The most poor, no jobs, no school, multiple kids, women just showing up to go directly on the welfare roll and to vote 100% Democratic. And the Republican leadership's going along with it because they want to defeat the Tea Party. They want to balkanize and break the country up. Were we able to get a better mic? All right, well, we'll have to go back to that one if it doesn't have. Maybe it broke. I don't know. But maybe we can get them to go down by the Border Patrol checkpoint itself or tell us why they moved from that position to where they're at. Maybe get into an area where there's not a bunch of wind so we can talk to them. Again, ladies and gentlemen, reporting for Infowars.com from the border. I mean, listen, they say it's racist if you point out that totally undocumented illegals carry diseases. I mean, have you been to South America, Central America? Doctors warn of looming health crisis due to flood of young illegal immigrants. Well, that's what it's supposed to do is bankrupt the country. What do you think Obamacare is? What do you think Cloward and Piven is? What do you think Agenda 21 is? What do you think shutting down the power plants is? This is the reality. New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago. Metal fixtures going up will grab that look like pieces of sculpture, but they'll provide big step forward as Chicago understands itself, observing the city's people and surroundings. Inside of the sculptures will be, quote, data collection sensors. And see, they call it a air quality, light intensity, sound volume. That's microphones. See, they're not putting up light poles that have microphones that listen to you. It's a sound volume or gunshot detector, though it's used to listen to you. See, I mean, this is 1984. It's not Chicago's putting up Homeland Security funded systems that have cell towers hidden in them. We broke this a few months ago in Seattle to steal all your data, and it turns out it's illegal, so they had to stop. No. In Chicago, it's a sculpture. You're not against art, are you? New sensors will scoop up big data on Chicago. The sensors will also count people by measuring wireless signals on mobile devices. This was put in 8 years ago, first in England, now in other cities in the U.S. last year and this year. And it tracks everything you do in real time, bypassing even the telecoms paying to get the data from them. It just government's going to grab the data from you itself, but also have its own network. But it's in a sculpture. Yeah, I mean, come on. And people still keep making jokes about me covering the New York Times years ago about the new light bulbs can have wireless systems put into them that flicker data to communicate with new sensors that come in computer pads or that are inside the computer, that then lets the government remote access your computer. I mean, that's New York Times, and it's a big liberal thing making fun of me that he thinks the light bulbs are spying on you. Okay, we've got the crew back, guys. What was it you said that was a dangerous area you were in, and so you guys had to move before coming on? What happened there, and what else has been unfolding, Kit?
We took a back road to south of the highway and looked for a place near the border fence to make our shoot. And we passed by a police station, like a little small town police station, which just so happens to have one of those surveillance towers. And we looked at it, I was like, wow, what is that? What why is that out here? So we kept driving, and it's just wide open fences, no border patrol whatsoever. It's just, it gives you a really eerie, uncomfortable feeling. It's all just brushland. Like, just about anybody can hide anywhere out there.
Now, we've got a report you filed. I thought it was coming. You guys did such a great job shooting this. It's already done. We're going to premiere it here coming up in the next segment and keep you summoned to overdrive. Kit Daniels and Rob Jacobson are reporting from the Texas border. But in this new video, and I think we're going to title it, I guess, Border Wide Open, Border Patrol Stands Down, or Border Patrol Leaves Gates Open. I guess we already have the video of that we're about to show folks when we come back from break. Describe what else you've seen, Kit.
It just hit me like a ton of bricks. The state troopers and the small town cops here are doing a better job at border security than what the Border Patrol can do. That's why we just saw a city surveillance tower right near the border. Like, driving up here, we saw like two or three state troopers parked several, like, just every so often down the highway. The state of Texas and the local police are having to step in to protect the borders.
And let's be clear, just like in Mexico, the government wouldn't do its job and disarm the people, so the crime rate exploded. Citizens got guns illegally, restored order. Just like the feds are stepping back, that's a major important angle right there to confirm in the new report on when you guys get back, because I know you're coming back tonight, is the fact that Texas steps in when Border Patrol stands down, because you say you've seen almost no Border Patrol, and I've been down there, it's usually crawling, so now you're seeing state police and locals having to step in.
And I want to emphasize that the Border Patrol agent that we did see, he was just on the shoulder of Highway 281 and is likely probably taking a phone call. It wasn't like we saw him out in the Badlands that we just drove through.
This is amazing. I've got your special report coming up. We're going to come back to you, Kit Daniels, from the border, Infowars.com. I'm Alex Jones, and we're going to come back and play this report. Stay with us.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box, and for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy
pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-478-9638 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Elfeman is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-478-9638 to take your call now. Call 1-800-478-9638. That's 1-800-478-9638. Again, 1-800-478-9638.
All right, final segment of the main transmission. We'll do some overdrive with Kit Daniels and Rob Jacobson. I also kind of want to get Rob Jacobson's take on what he's seen while he's been down there in overdrive, so perhaps we'll do that. We're going to their report that shows the Border Patrol leaving gates open now and just leaving at night. I mean, that's how wide open this is. This is totally insane. Before I go any further, please remember this hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, where you find their specials. Super high quality, great customer service. This is where I get my storable foods. They're trying to collapse society. You're insane if you don't have storable food. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Check them out today, and they're great sponsors as well. So it's a win, win, win. Great company. You get great food. Supports the broadcast. MyPatriotSupply.com. Separately, we have the best products, water filters, free stainless steel stands, 10% off with promo code WATER on the filtration systems. The best ones out there, ProPure with the new filters, InfoWarsStore.com. Get your water purified and support basic liberty at the same time by funding this operation. And InfoWarsLife.com got some great specials, detox specials on X2. Super hot product, but we're discounting it because we want it to get into your hands. I want to thank you all for your support. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or go directly to the supplement subpage at InfoWarsLife.com. We've got some new items coming this week, Made in America apparel and new Molon Labe belt buckles as well, coming to MadeIn1776.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and go to the Border report showing more evidence of a complete treasonous stand down.
In the border city of Brownsville, Texas, the incredible decrease of Border Patrol activity emphasizes that not only is the Border Patrol stretched thin, but agents are also being pressured to stand down from enforcing immigration laws as the federal government also begins to enact a media blackout on America's vanishing borders.
We're here at the international border in Brownsville, Texas, and as you can see, there's hardly any Border Patrol whatsoever, even at the border.
You would think with the current flood of tens of thousands of immigrants from Central America overwhelming our borders, Brownsville would be crawling with Border Patrol vehicles. But, on the extreme contrary, we saw, no exaggeration, well over 10 times as many Border Patrol vehicles parked at various facilities than we saw driving the streets in and around Brownsville. In fact, we stood for well over an hour outside the border checkpoint in the city and only saw maybe one Border Patrol vehicle every 10 to 15 minutes drive by. Just look at this wide-open border fence. It's at night and nobody's guarding it. It's wide open. This just highlights the illusion of border security by the Obama administration. Consider the fact that the surge of immigrant youth has increased from 6,500 in 2011 to 90,000 this year alone, an increase of over 1,300%, and it's crystal clear that the Obama administration is forcing the Border Patrol to back off of enforcing existing immigration laws. One of the very few Border Patrol agents that we observed actually patrolling South Texas took a very keen interest in us. As you can see, he speeds up to catch up to our vehicle and likely ran our plates. We tried to flag him down and talk to him, but he didn't respond. He tailed us very closely for several minutes, nearly all the way into downtown Brownsville before he finally peeled off.
We were driving around the border. I guess he took an interest in us.
We're standing outside an illegal immigration detention facility about 40 miles northeast of Brownsville, Texas. We drove down to the guard station and asked if we could take a tour of the facility as journalists. But they refused, told us to turn around, and even told us to stop recording.
Hey, we're journalists out of Austin. Is it possible for us to take a look around?
No, sir.
Drive around?
No? You have to call in and get an appointment. There's signs. You do have one sign. That's to be recorded.
Okay, that's fine.
Over the past few weeks, the feds have been shutting down areas immediately on the U.S. side of the border, which have traditionally been open to the public. There they are closing them down by citing safety concerns.
Do not enter. Authorized personnel only. Signs like these have been popping up in the last couple of weeks on our side of the border to keep the public and the press away and in the dark about the border collapse.
This is simply a media blackout that allows the Obama administration to control the narrative on illegal immigration. They've already been doing just that by deceptively skewing the number of deportations in their favor by classifying cases where immigrants...
All right, we'll be right back, folks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I began to get into iodine a few years ago because it was helping me and my family so much get healthy and detoxify. Most people know that iodine deficiency has been a crisis around the world. Iodine is key to so many of the body's functions, especially the thyroid. I discovered a product being developed by Dr. Group. You now know it as Survival Shield, true nascent iodine that your body can really absorb. Then, about a year ago, he said, listen, if you think this is powerful, I'm going to come out with rare earth, deep earth, crystals, and the results that I personally have had have been life-changing. Nobody else has got iodine based on these pure crystals, ladies and gentlemen. This is innovating, and the best part is it helps fund InfoWars.com, the radio show, the TV show, the whole media operation promoting true libertarian ideas. For a limited time, experience the ancient power of Survival Shield X2. Take advantage of this unprecedented 30% off Super Detox Special at InfoWarsLife.com.